You're listening to Casual Talk Radio, where common sense is still the norm. Whether you're a new or longtime listener, we appreciate you joining us today. Visit us at casualtalkradio.net. And now, here's your host, Leister.
Hello, hello, and welcome or welcome back. Casual Talk Radio, Gentleman's World. My name is Leister. I'm your host, and we are going to have a little bit of fun today because we're going to chat briefly about the UFO dump. Pentagon dumped a bunch of files. Donald Trump said, here, have fun. Dumped a bunch of files. We're going to briefly talk about it. Today's episode will be slim and trim. Of course, there is a giveaway we talked about. I don't think, you know, we've had some really, and they're not of the United States, by the way. So we've had some very intelligent people who have figured it out. I stumped one person who was listening. CasualTalkRadio.net, and they were stumped. I finally got somebody who was stumped. I had giveaways where it's like they were just getting the answer right off jump, no wrong. Nah, I can't have that. I gotta have some wrong. Gotta have some wrong. So there will be a wrong, and I'm gonna get better at stumping you, because hopefully I can get ahead of that. That's my plan. But let's talk about this dump. There's a mixed opinion about this dump. If you haven't seen this, the Pentagon put out a bunch of videos and photos and documents, declassified information over time, off the heels of a former President Obama going up and saying, you know, yeah, I think there's aliens out there, whatever he said. And this got people thinking he's hiding something. This dude's hiding something. Then he clarified and said, I didn't see what I was in the presidency. So he's covering himself. Okay, fine. Trump then says we're going to declassify this, all this material that we've got. And if you look at the videos, and I do encourage you to, they're out there, just do a search, but I do encourage you to take a look at what was leaked. UFO, of course, does stand for unidentified flying object. It doesn't mean alien. It just means that we don't know what it is. And so they document it, they research it, and then they file it. And then some of them go cold because they can't figure out what the heck it is. I looked at a lot of these, and they all follow the same kind of pattern. There's just some light that seems to be moving in a pattern that does not follow something that is artificial, like a laser or something. It's like it'll move in what clearly shows some form of intelligence. Now, initially, some people were like, well, what about insects? And I don't see insects in this. These are really some sort of flying instrument of some kind that is flying in an aberrant, look it up, pattern that does not conform to anything I've seen on the United States, sky. So I was intrigued and fascinated by what I saw. I can't explain it at all. I don't know what the heck it was, but I suspect that the government just treated it as a random something, but there's so many of them. It can't be a random something. There's got to be something to it. We just don't know exactly what that something is. Could very well be somebody that had some sort of flying craft that was unknown, but I would assume that they would have traced those, followed them back to their origin, their launch, and figured out what they were. And they didn't. Some people think they're aliens. I don't know if they are or not. I will tell you that, you know, I have my own theories about extraterrestrial life. I have my own theories about the origins of things. And people will say I'm nuts, so I'm not going to say that here, my whole theory set. I'll save that for a different episode, maybe. But I don't think I'm wrong with what I believe, because I've kind of gone through this logical sequencing that leads me to an outcome that I'm pretty confident in. And I hold to it because I don't see the alternative being logical, and I got to go off logic. So do I think these are aliens? No. I think they originated on Earth, what I'm seeing in these releases. I think they originated on Earth. We just don't know exactly what they are. The flying patterns are kind of odd, but it doesn't necessarily negate the chance these are something that's originated on Earth. They still could be. We just don't know exactly what they are. So that's why they're UFOs. So I got to thinking, is it possible? Because think back through time, is it possible, entirely possible at all, that what we're seeing is a form of life? Follow me. let's assume that there's a form of life that can only be seen under certain circumstances. Let's assume that there's a form of life that's always been there or has been there an extended period of time, but it's not easily discovered. It's not easily seen. In order to follow the video, this form of life would have to be pretty darn large. And some of them move really quick. And you would assume that we would have already discovered that form of life by now. But it might surprise you to understand that the vast majority of our world is undiscovered. We don't really know a lot about the vast majority of our world. We don't know a lot about what's under the ocean, for example. We don't know a lot about a lot. We just don't. So is it possible that this could be a life form that is indigenous to Earth, is what I'm getting at, that we just haven't identified and cannot, for whyever we can't, is that possible? The big thing that stood out was not the stuff that's on Earth, but it was a release from Buzz Aldrin, who's still alive, by the way, where he was talking about stuff that he witnessed when he was on the moon. Now, this isn't news. He talked about it in a news article like years ago of stuff he saw. And some of what he was describing sounded like what I would expect to be natural phenomena in a weightless space, which that's what he would have been experiencing. So it didn't surprise me, is my point. I didn't take that there's alien, whatever. He described things like a laser type deal or a sparkly going up type deal. And I didn't take that as extraterrestrial life proof. I took it as, well, in a weightless space, I can see this possibly happening. No different than the Death Stranding, right? The game and the way the Death Stranding kind of floats up off the surface in a weightless atmosphere, I can envision a similar type of phenomenon visually to the naked eye. Plus, we have to understand that your perspective would be different on the moon than it would be on Earth for a variety of reasons. So everybody's jumping on the Buzz Aldrin thing as proof of something. It's not really proof of anything other than he saw something that he didn't expect to see that didn't seem to be natural and did not seem to be naturally occurring. No problem. I just said his seemed to be what I would expect in a weightless environment. The stuff that the other videos seemed could be a form of life that we just can't see otherwise and we weren't familiar with. And there's a lot that we don't know about the planet that could explain it if we had that. We just didn't bother. Like, there's a lot we haven't bothered looking into. We just don't seem to care about a lot of this investigation that I think is worth looking into. Like, I don't care as much. Like, look at how long it took us to find any evidence of Amelia Earhart's crash. It took ages to find it because we didn't start looking for the longest time, right? So it's just a lot where we just don't seem to care. MH370, the plane that allegedly crashed off of Australia. There's still search, but not government. The government's offering money, but the government's not doing it. It's a private company. We don't seem to care, and we never have properly cared about what's under the ocean. That means you can't say that there is or isn't some form of life out in, say, the South Indian Ocean somewhere that's able to surface at times. We don't know that there is or isn't because we've never done that investigation. If I sound like a nutcase, that's fine. I'm saying we don't know. We don't, because we've not taken the time to go through and really investigate it firsthand and really try to see if there's something going on. So my summary of the leaks is I think it's good that there's a little bit more transparency. Is it a bit of a distraction given everything else that's going on? Absolutely. That happened before. It happens all the time. They do something to try to distract. You know, the JFK dump, it was the same thing. Something was going on. His ratings are going down. He does this release. There's still no Epstein files, at least not clarity on the Epstein files. There's, you know, this the war situations and everything else. There's nothing that's in a positive. And we've not gotten significant closer to what he had promised when he was going to go into office. So I think there's a lot playing into everything that we see that's really to hide other things that are pissing people off. I do believe that. But I don't think it's a bad thing to have this put out. I'd like to see more on the MLK stuff. I don't know if we'll get it, frankly. It's due. It's over 50 years. But I'd like to see more. I understand it's a bit of a deflection away from other things. And it feels to me, I know I'm digressing, trust me, it'll make sense. It feels to me that there's less of a desire, honestly, to understand everything. And there's too much focus on the now. This is what's now, right? The Iran is now, the Russia's now, the this, that now. And then there's the social media. They're feeding that to you because you've been searching for it because they understand that's what you care about now. So we're just going to push that narrative to you. And we lose sight of all this other stuff that I think is of value. And everybody's kind of rushing and urgent and pushing forward. And nobody's taking the time to really breathe and absorb what's happening right in front of them. That's my pulse. And so this dump, again, we're talking stuff that's been out for ages, that there was really no desire to really dig into what are the possibilities behind this information. We just kind of documented it, filed it away, and nothing really came of it. So I think it's a good thing, but I understand it's a distraction because the current modern is focused on the now. This is what's happening now, and that's what you should focus on instead of the olden days of newspapers where you focused on what news was relevant at the time, which might have been a couple days stale, and you know your local neighbors and what they were doing, which is more relevant to you or should be, because you should care about your fellow man, I would think. And we kind of lost sight of priority and value of the priority. So for some, that's why it didn't matter that the dump happened, because it's ages after the fact. All they care about is the now. The Iran is a deflection, and Epstein is da-da-da-da. I understand. Fully understand. Now, here's where I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I'm going to ask the trivia question on the show because what I needed to make sure is that people aren't cheating. Do I think people are cheating? I don't know, but I need to make sure you're not cheating. So I decided I'll ask the trivia question on the show. And the trivia question, if you listen to everything I said, you'd understand that in order to properly answer the question without cheating, you'd have to have been throwback. Not only would you have to have been throwback, you would have to have been listening to a certain genre of music. So that's the curve. That's curveball one. Curveball two is the time in which this took place. Curveball three is you have to be somewhat like me, that rhymes, where you are able to understand things decades later and process them from simple words. And you're able to draw the line between the words said and the meaning behind it. If that all confused you, good. That's the point, because I needed to throw you off. Here's your trivia question. For whoever thinks they've got this answer, you will win Crimson Desert on Steam. You'll get a Steam key emailed to you if you can answer one simple question. I'm going to literally be giving you the answer. All you got to do is tie it back to its origin. Your question is this, listener. There is a person still alive. So I'm giving you hints now. This person is still alive. This person, in one of their most notable songs, gave their date of birth right at the front of the song. Their birth was in November, and they said, "This is when I started." But now, 24 years later, I'm driving a 1964 Impala. I want you to name the artist and name the song if you think you got what it takes.